This is KCUR 89.3. Some people create things to improve their daily lives, to increase efficiency, or make it easier to get around. But for others, it can be a more whimsical pursuit, like building a life-size replica of R2-D2, the resourceful droid from the Star Wars films. Today, we'll hear from four members of the Kansas City R2 Builders Club, who will be at this weekend's Maker Faire Kansas City. Building an R2-D2 can take up to 3 years and cost in the thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending on the materials. We stopped by a build day in Lee Summit.
Chris Leffel. Well, I'm actually work for BNSF Railroad. I'm a railroad engineer. I've always been a fan of Star Wars, so it was one of those things that was robotics was always my thing, electronics. So I wanted to expand on that, and R2 is the one.
Here he comes. Mike Krahala. I've always enjoyed building and drawing, even as a kid, and I was always a fan of Star Wars. And then after I was working as an architect, I kind of needed a hobby, and so I kind of went back to looking at, you know, something that I could build that would be a little bit different than what I work on, you know, from 8 to 5.
Kevin Swartz. So I have a couple of friends in the 501st, and so they build costumes and go to charity events and do things that are Star Wars related. One of my friends, he had a stormtrooper costume, but he decided that he wanted to build 3PO, and R2's always been my favorite character. It's like, if you're building 3PO, I have to build R2.
Kelly Luck. I'm a computer programmer. I've always been interested in model building and special effects, and so I was helping some friends of mine who were starting a sci-fi convention, and they had the local R2 Builders Club, and I saw that. I was like, oh, I wish I could do that. So when episode 7 was announced, I decided, okay, I'm going to start working on one a year before it's released and see if I can get it done in that time. And I managed to do it, and I've been building robots ever since.
Nothing will stand in our way.
We always tell people, do not buy a thing, do not do anything until you've done your research. Once they've done that, then it all varies on how much it's actually going to cost, because there are several materials that we use now, between resin, 3D printing, plastic, aluminum, steel.
I started my droid basically right out of college, so I was going on the cheap route. So most of my droids made out of plastic. I did a lot of it myself. I used a razor blade and a straight edge, and that's like my main tool to build my droid. Tools can be very simple as well.
Depending on your material, depends on your cost. Whereas you can spend anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000 on a built starting one, you can spend up to $30,000 making one.
I had a budget, but this is a project that basically never ends. So I'm constantly improving, constantly changing what I'm putting on him or taking off.
I think a lot of us here have our droids, you know, quote unquote, finished. We're just kind of tinkering with them now. It's like anything, you build it and then instead of just sitting there, you just kind of tinker with it, maybe upgrade some stuff. But there are some people in our group here in Kansas City that are still building.
Well, I'm working on my current project, which is a BB-8, and I'm trying to have at least the internal support carriage for the driving mechanism set up so that I can actually have it on display and explain how all the moving parts work in time for the Maker Faire.
A lot of people ask us if we sell our droids. We're actually not allowed to. We're part of a club that LucasArts and Disney know about, and part of the deal is joining the club is that you're not making a profit on it, because R2-D2 is a licensed character. We built it for fun. We show it to the community. We do a lot of charity events. It's kind of one of those things where we're doing it for fun. We're not here to make a profit off of it.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
He can go about his business.
You can go about your business.
Move along.
Move along. Move along.